a lot of the rural pubs are going to close up because they just can't. For a lot of this time over the last 18 months to 2 years, a lot of the pubs have absorbed the increases from the suppliers. So at this stage, unless something happens now with the new government where we have the 23% VAT rate, we need that reduced to 21%. We need to look at the excise duty and we need to look at other things within the industry where they can give us savings, because the VAT rate, a lot of pubs now do food, so the VAT rate on food come down 13.5% to 9%, even 10 or 11, like if it came down even at 2.5% to 11 would make a massive difference to save a lot of the industry. But as it's going, talking to people even no later than last night and this morning, they're definitely looking at their overheads and they're looking whether it's sustainable or not. So, and this is, unfortunately, this is why a lot of places now are only opening three days a week. It's because they can't afford to heat and staff the premises.
And that's a big concern as well, isn't it? That you're not disagreeing in terms of, you know, cost increase. You understand that's part of it, but it's the rate at which they're coming in. And they're coming in quite in quick succession and on top of one another. And it just seems like a lot to withhold. And you're saying a lot of businesses, a lot of public houses are at risk of folding as a result of all these.
Oh, they are, yes. Because I was talking to, no less than an hour ago, talking to a man. And he was saying about a local pub where the owner passed away, and he says himself, like, whether the family members will be looking and say, is it sustainable to keep this going? Because what happens then when you change, the other scenario is when you change over license with new regulations through fire authorities and all that there, and changing the width of doors, you could be looking at 30 to 40,000 just to upgrade to get the license changed over. And you'd be a long time bringing in 30 or 40,000 in a wee rural pub. Never mind bringing in enough. That's only just to cover the overheads, to cover that expense that you put in. So to bring in that 30 or 40,000, you might need to sell 120,000, 130,000 pounds worth of product. So you're going to be a long time in a rural pub bringing in that kind of money.